This morning, we welcome from Flathead Glass and Recycling, Dave Fischlewitz.
Thank you.
And from the green team at Kalispell Regional Medical Center, Scott Lawhead.
Hey, good morning.
All right, so you guys are getting together and you want to deal with glass. So first of all, Dave, let's talk about glass recycling. It's back.
Glass recycling is back. It was run by a couple of different companies in the last 15 years, and when the second company went out of business, I took over the machine and fully reconditioned it, and I'm trying to get it going as best as I can alongside my building deconstruction business.
So let's talk a little bit about one of the issues that we've heard about when it comes to glass recycling, and that's dirty glass, dirty bottles.
Yeah, contamination is an issue. It definitely needs to be cleaned out, and if the labels are removed, that helps, and color separating is how we accept the glass.
Now, I remember years ago when used to go out and pick up bottles out of the ditch and turn them in for a refund, I guess the bottling plants must have rewashed them, right, or sterilized them before they used them. But now, what is this glass that you recycle? What is it used for?
So there's concrete finishers and landscapers that have bought the recycled glass. It's pulverized, and so it's effectively tumbled, and so the edges are knocked off of it, and folks are able to use it in their landscape. It's good for moisture retention around plants as a alternative to a mulch. It's also a firewise landscape material, as it obviously doesn't burn.
So if we're going to recycle glass, is there any type of glass that we cannot recycle?
That's a tough question. Some porcelain types. There are some specialty glasses that don't process well. But by and large, 99% of the glass in the market is pulverized.
Now, what about labels? Is that a problem, or?
You know, it's not too much of a problem. I have a hard time asking folks to remove labels because it's a resource management issue that we're trying to recycle. And it requires just too much water, in my view, you're gonna rinse it out real quick, and that's great. If you've got to get the label off, that's usually a more extensive process. And I fully reconditioned the machine so that it actually does have a function that separates about 80 or 90% of the labels. And so
for industrial purposes, it's not quite as critical either, probably.
Right, because it's being repurposed into applications like landscape and concrete, that it's not absolutely critical that every little piece of label is removed.
But you want the color separated when we submit them to you?
Right. When folks bring the glass down to my yard in Columbia Falls, it's either already separated by color or we separate it by color as we're taking it in.
Okay, so we can really help you by separating it by color?
Definitely.
Yeah. In other words, cleaning it out and separating it by color. And get the tops off too.
The little plastic or metal rings and the tops are really helpful if those are removed.
All right. So the idea here is not before we've been melting it down and trying to reuse the glass for other things, but in this case we're just pulverizing it and using it for other purposes.
It's the philosophy of my business to divert good materials from the landfill.
Oh, excuse me. I was going to say, I lived in Oregon before I moved here about 10 years ago, whatever it was, 11 years ago. They all run together. And it kind of got me crazy at first because they recycled everything. You had different colored bins. I thought, this is crazy. I'm separating my garbage. You know, my life has come to this. I'm cleaning the cat's litter box, and I'm, you know, this is what my life has become. But I was surprised when I got over here, like, for instance, the soda bottles go, I guess, into the landfill, you know?
That's plastic, yep.
The truth is that a lot of material goes into the landfill, and it takes a real systematic approach to try and divert the materials from the landfill, and plastics are obviously a huge, huge problem to tackle.
Yeah.
So you accept the glass for free?
No, actually, I have to charge folks.
All right.
And it's coming in at 25 cents a pound. And
okay.
And so you bring 100 pounds down to the yard and pay $25,
all right.
And you can rest assured that it's recycled, repurposed. And
okay. And then you can turn around and resell it?
And then I have... Yeah. recycled glass available in 5 gallon buckets. Mm-hmm. Folks can buy for between $20 and $50, depending on the, there's mixed colors. There's, you know, I've kind of been ramping up the batches and improving the quality of the product. And mm-hmm. like I say, separating it by color. Yeah.
So you're able to make a great business out of this by charging at both ends of the spectrum here.
Well, I'll tell you that in a few years when I catch up with yeah. all the investment.
Well, my point here is
capital expense.
You know, my point here is that the argument against recycling here in Northwest Montana is you can't make any money at it. That's been the big argument, and that's the reason we just throw stuff into the landfill. And perhaps you're onto something here.
It's difficult to operate on a smaller scale in a rural community, and so there's, you know, the economics of it are very difficult to pencil out, and I expect that they will over a period of time, but it's only when I am able to produce a quality product that, you know, folks can come down and buy easily and know that they can get more of a clear glass, a green glass, a brown glass. And when that becomes, you know, a habit of the consumer in the Flathead Valley, I'm hoping that the business will be able to break even.
That's one thing about glass. I remember as a kid out on Blackie's Bay at Echo Lake, we'd be, snorkel diving down a little bit. We'd see these bottles down there. Some of these bottles had been there for 100 years, and they probably are still there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, glass doesn't go away.
Right. But I tell you, if it was easy to make a profit, people would already be doing it.
Yeah.
So, and I think bottles are a danger to fingerlings, small mm-hmm. fish, that yep. kind of a thing.
We're talking glass today. Flathead Glass Recycling's Dave Fischlewicz is with us, and we've heard from Dave on how he's able to recycle glass in a very cool way. Now we catch up with KRMC's Green Team and the President Scott Lawhead. So tell me, what is the Green Team?
Well, the Green Team is a committee formed through the hospital that takes on different tasks to recycle and reduce and reuse, you know, waste and things such as that. It's just a committee made of the employees of the hospital that volunteer to do this.
You guys use much glass up there?
I don't see a whole lot of glass in the hospital. Of course, what we talked about earlier was the plastics is a huge thing.
Sure.
Paper is a huge thing. So, and of course, cardboard.
Mm-hmm. So talk to me about the Green Team and how you're working with Dave.
So through Dave's business, he puts on these events every month, every other month, and has a non-for-profit entity that can benefit from it. And so he had one a couple months ago. And then we are the current one for this month, coming up this Saturday, that will benefit from it. And,
Well, tell me about the event.
So, yeah, this coming Saturday from 10 to 4, we're going to be staffed. The Green Team members will be staffed out at Dave's facility and welcoming people and helping him kind of get the sorting going while he's crushing. And we'll do it from 10 to 4 on Saturday. And there'll be directions, and I know he has his website on how to get there with a nice Google Earth map.
Okay.
Of it, so
you're going to be sorting while Dave is crushing.
Yeah, somewhat. I guess we'll see when we get there.
So who's going to have the most fun here?
You know, the volunteers that come and do the intake for the glass, they talk about what a really good feeling it is, and
sure.
You know, they get to talk to all the folks, and folks are excited about being able to recycle their glass, and they're happy to make a donation to the nonprofit. And how I've operated these events is that 80% of the donation goes to the nonprofit and 20% goes to my facility to keep it going.
So well, my point, though, is it fun to recycle that glass, just smash it all up to smithereens?
I'm gonna tell you the truth, John. It's miserable work.
It's horrible. I'm sorry. I thought it was going to be fun.
I apologize for telling you the truth, but the machine is... The machine itself is loud, and it's literally pulverizing glass. So it's tossing shards of glass and glass dust and everything. So we wear respirators, and the good thing about it, the reason what is cool about it is the material that it makes is actually really cool. It's it's tumbled glass, and it's in the aggregate business. gravel pits would refer to it as 3/8 minus. And so the, you know, the pebbles are about 3/8 of an inch, and then there are particles that go down to like a particle of sand.
Okay. And now when we're kids, I guess there's always that time when you find some old glass bottles or something and you break them, you know. It's not like that, though. This is a crushing device, I would imagine.
Right. Yeah. The machine itself is not terribly complicated. There's a conveyor belt that takes the glass bottles that are loaded in there, and it takes it up and dumps it into a hopper. And inside that hopper is a shaft with 28 hammers.
And oh, jeez. So that sounds fun.
That shaft spins with those 28 hammers that literally pulverize the glass, and they knock all the edges off of it. And so it you can put it in your hand and push it against your hand, and it won't cut you.
Wow.
Yeah. My first experience with the material, when the first operator of this business was closing his business down, he did a great job at collecting but not at selling the material. And so he had a pile of about 50 cubic yards of this pulverized glass. And in my business, deconstruction and property cleanup, I basically made a deal with him to go in and clean up his property.
Oh, yeah.
And I put, you know, better than 30 or 40 cubic yards of that recycled glass on my gravel road. And that was 10 years ago. And so it's performed for a long time.
So what does it do for your road?
It just makes it look real cool.
Okay. Does it keep the dust down or anything?
It does in a way, because it tends to retain moisture a little longer than a gravel.
I always thought they used it in combination with blacktop or hard surfaces, but it actually could be used in place of gravel and becomes a kind of a hard surface, or levels out an access road, that kind of a thing?
You're half right about that, Robin. It's big companies have used it in an asphalt mix, or, you know, at about a 15%, they can mix it into their road base. And it can go into structural concrete at about that same percentage. But when it goes down by itself, if you get too much down there, it can act like beach sand and just move around a lot.
Okay.
So when people ask me about putting it on a road, I tell them, as a finish coat,
go between the bigger rocks, that kind of a thing.
Yeah.
Everything in moderation, Robin.
Yeah, I guess.
Including moderation.
Well, we've been talking with Dave Fischlewitz, who is with Flathead Glass Recycling. And the other part of this 1-2 punch is KRMC's Green Team President, Scott Lawhead. Now, one thing I know for sure, in almost every community across the country, the healthcare industry is the largest employer. So I guess you guys are probably making a maximum amount of garbage up there.
Yeah, yeah, that's kind of the problem.
Yeah. Now, but you have a lot of employees, and how does that work as far as Green Team members? They all probably come from the employment realm?
Yep. Like Ed mentioned, it's just a volunteer committee that I just chair the committee and have lots of help on that team. And people, we just occasionally put out emails for volunteers to join up. And it's really helpful to have, you know, active people on that team, because a lot of this stuff is still kind of a grassroots thing. We're really trying hard to, you know, do everything we can to recycle all that we can from the hospital. But there's a lot of issues with, you know, of course, confidentiality or different chemicals used and all that kind of stuff. We got to be super careful with.
Right, right. Now, as far as what have you learned, are there any tips for other companies throughout the Flathead that might be looking to establish a green team?
Yeah, I think, you know, like I was saying, active participation, buy-in from your, you know, your bosses and your administration and your boards and all that kind of stuff is really helpful. To believe in the vision and the goals and the missions of what we're trying to accomplish there.
Boy.
Okay. Now, what is the KRMC vision and goal, and how it helps the community?
Oh, he's got it there, and it's all written out, Robin.
Well, I do have one. We do have a stated mission statement that I'll just quickly read to you. But it's, our mission is to be regional leaders in promoting and implementing sound environmental practices for the betterment of the community, visitors, patients, and staff. We are committed to creating a beneficial and lasting environmental procedures through responsible management in order to achieve a healthier environment in our advancement of our operations and construction activities.
Okay.
All right.
Now, my wife works up there at KRMC, and I know that she's been involved in different service projects. So you get the word out that you're doing this, and people volunteer. Is that the way it works?
Yep, yep, we do that. And, you know, people that are involved with this are pretty passionate about it. So a lot of times we have, you know, some are pretty passionate about the building of things, using sustainable materials. Others are about the recycling. Some are even, you know, with the plastics and the glass and the cardboard. You know, everyone has their passion. And so most of the people involved, of course, want to be involved. But, yeah, that's kind of how you get in there.
Ken, if you work for some business in the Flathead, are they able to call you to get some tips to establish their own green team? Scott?
Oh, for me, yeah.
Yeah, sorry, I mean, yeah, you're kind of a guru. You're on the leading
edge.
Well,
yeah, there's a lot of us that way that do that. I've just, you know, I'm an employee of the hospital. I actually work in the laboratory up there. And I've just, you know, followed through with this on a personal level. And then I was asked to chair this committee, you know, a couple of years ago because of, you know, the knowledge, and I follow through all of this kind of stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
this is really cool. I'm thrilled to hear that you guys are doing this and perhaps serving as an idea for somebody else.
And you can go on online and do a Google search on Green Team to get some tips too.
And Dave, thank you for reviving this business. You know, I hope that a lot of folks will, instead of just throwing their bottles in the trash, bring them up to you.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thank you for your support.